Live from the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flash.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down, I heard the radio walk, I was driving.
Welcome to it, running down another daydream.
Oh.
Here in the United States of America.
Another beautiful day. I mean, it's been the perfect week, hasn't it? It's like Groundhog's Day over and over every day.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah, we were, during the week sometimes, in the summers, I like to, we have kids on our lake that don't have a boat or, you know, or don't get to ski much. So I had my young friend Colton, and I'm taking Asher out today. Colton was trying to learn how to surf yesterday.
Fun.
We took about 20 tries to get him up. Finally, his arms were jello. He couldn't do it anymore.
Awesome.
But I just love it.
On the other hand, grilled some brats drank some wine on the
Nothing
patio.
Nothing wrong with that either, Mike.
And I got my flower garden up to shape. So.
Nice.
So, yeah, I enjoyed it, too.
I just love it when... And it doesn't matter whether I'm, you know, with kids coaching basketball or whatever. I just love the look on their face when they get something, when they do it, when they make a big shot. Or
that's cool.
Like yesterday, we're trying to get him up surfing, you know, doing the wake surfing. And he, about the fifth time, he came up and he stood up and his face just, he's like, ah, and then boom, down he went. I was like, now next time, don't freak out.
Right.
Just keep going.
Yeah. You know, things like that really build self-confidence, you know, and it's fun to see that.
And it's fun to do, too.
Right.
So I would say if you have the ability and the resources, you know, coach some kids in this time.
There you go.
There you go.
It helps keep you young, too,
you
right?
Bet. 8 after 6, 6:08. It's the Need to Know Morning Show. Steve, Alex, and Kevin. We're looking Thursday right between the eyes. Hard to believe. Tomorrow's the last day of July. And then August comes rolling in on Saturday.
You know, and it has kind of felt fallish, though, with these cool mornings. I think we're about 58 right now, so yeah.
Yeah, it's 61 coming in, so yeah.
I'm liking it.
Not bad. Lots going on. There was a missing girl. I just saw an email from Jessica Schindeldecker, who's with the Fargo police. Her name is Maricela. She had been reported missing, but Fargo police have now been in direct communication with her and will continue to work on locating and recovering her. But they at least are talking to her. They know she's okay. They're just not sure where they are yet.
Which is the big part, knowing she's okay and, you know.
And that was as of about 6 o'clock last night. We'll have to check. Dave Todd's going to check in here in just a little bit. Boy, he's getting up early. Must be going fishing or something.
He's
not retired yet.
He's up early all the time. Yeah. He's up with the break of dawn. Yeah. His last day of work is tomorrow. So.
And we get a chance to say thank you and say hi to
find
Dave.
Out what his plans are.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I know what his plans are.
Oh, I think you do.
Has to do with just...
The lake.
Yeah. Something other than what he's been doing. Anything other than what he's been dealing with.
Something stress-free.
Well, it's pretty pretty wild. You got to go out, you know, with a lot of this business that's going on around Fargo with all the...
Yeah. We don't even usually get this stuff in Fargo, and now, you know, it's here.
You know, and I don't... The motivation, I don't think we have this stuff in Fargo. I think, you know... I don't think it's a problem here. You know, it's just not. I mean, there's a few things, but there's a few
who want to make problems.
Yeah. And, you know, look at cities like Minneapolis has had problems with their police force for years. It's been an issue. New York, corrupt cops, blah, blah, blah. Go on and on about, you know, some of the cities where this is a big deal. But here it's kind of, you're kind of in a, you know, it's hard to get out of the view of things like that in a smaller town.
Right.
You know?
And we've got good people here.
Exactly.
I mean, people are raised right here with morals and values and work ethics. So that makes a big difference,
I'm saying. Hey, if you want to shoot us an email, studio@flagfamily.com. That's a True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and headaches on your IT.
If you want to send a message out to Dave, you know, if you want us to read it
for
him, that would be great. You know, feel free and we'll pass it along.
Absolutely. Or if you want to ring us, you know, then or anytime, 701-271-1100. Is the Consolidated Communications phone line. Use Consolidated for all your phone, data, all that, you know, internet stuff. And team them with True IT, and your business is rocking. Got an email after the show yesterday from emailer Ken. Ken is apparently, he's a fan, Alex.
Good.
He says, hey, Alex, when the crap hits the fan, can I come and work for you? little bit about myself. U.S. Air Force veteran.
Oh.
Christian.
Oh.
Production operator for BASF. And that's in Bishop, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Married with five kids. And tired of all the BS.
Yeah, as we all are. You know, if he looks good in his uniform, yep, he can hang out with me any day.
I am on fire to spread the truth, too, and a big believer in the U.S. Constitution. God bless you, sir, and thank you for your service. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
On that note, I'm a bit on fire, too. When the morning show ended yesterday, we got into What's on Your Mind, and we had the answer man going yesterday. So between Todd Mitchell, myself, Scotty, and Chris Larson, our producer, mm-hmm. after 8:30, one of the things was asked was Ted Nugent and Clay Higgins, a congressman who's a former Louisiana Parish sheriff, who's now a congressman who ran for Congress and won. You might remember Clay had that video. They say they're criminals. You want to come down here? My man and I will gladly meet you.
I don't remember
that. He was that guy that stood in front of all the cops saying, these people are scumbags. I mean, and he won in a huge, like a landslide, to go to Congress. Well, did you hear about this, by the way?
No, uh-uh.
Get this. Well, check my Facebook page, because I put Ted's video up.
Okay.
They have a huge Back the Blue rally happening in New York. And they wanted Clay Higgins to come in, because he's a former law enforcement officer, now a member of Congress. And they wanted Nuge to come in and play the anthem.
Awesome.
All right? And, you know, I don't know if you know much about Ted Nugent. I know you do. But Ted Nugent is an amazing American. He's a
patriot.
He's a patriot. He's as fun and raucous and red, white, and blue as you can imagine.
Yep.
He is the spirit animal of America. He is a blood brother, as he says, with law enforcement men and women.
Common sense.
Blood brothers and blood sisters. So they're going to New York. They're going to fly. This group is having a big Back the Blue rally. On Facebook, they had 6,300 RSVPs to the event.
Oh.
Guess what Facebook did?
Oh, I suppose it was offensive?
Took it down.
Of course.
Took it down. Okay? Took down the event page on an event.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a public event, but, you know, right. someone's page. So they pulled that down. Then Cuomo steps in. He doesn't want them coming there. He doesn't want the event to happen. He doesn't want any of this. So he instructs the Department of Health to meet Clay Higgins and Ted Nugent's jet at Teterboro or wherever they were landing. I think they were going to fly into Teterboro. And the word was that the minute they landed, they would be escorted to 14-day quarantine for coming into New York.
Oh, like come that. On.
Oh, yeah. Watch Ted's video.
You know, if this was a Black Lives rally, let's paint up the streets and deface property.
And how many thousands of people are driving in and out of New York State every day? It's not a big deal. But Ted Nugent wants to come and play the national anthem, and Clay Higgins is going to speak and be the keynote.
Oh, my gosh.
And we can't have that. That would be censorship against. Oh, it's unbelievable what's going on. It's unbelievable.
It's believable. Those liberals. Well, you could tell at those hearings, you know, the other day, my gosh, how the hate they were filled with.
Oh, but a liberal friend of ours said that Jerry Nadler was awesome and on point.
Mm-hmm.
What world are you living in, man?
See, that's how they see it.
Wow. So, yeah, I would encourage you. Law enforcement today is the site where Ted put it on their page for the video. But it's just definitely on it, and it's still up, which I'm amazed. Law enforcement, you go to on Facebook, go to Law Enforcement Today, and Ted's video is on there. It's about 17 minutes of just fantastic truth. And he plays the national anthem on the video, just sitting there in his house.
Awesome.
Back in Texas.
Wow.
But what he says, and I'm going to, a little later on in the program, I've got to edit out a couple
awesome.
Of, I got to put a couple of beeps in there.
Looking forward to it.
It's Ted. But I want to, his comments on the three pillars, the Declaration, Bill of Rights, the Constitution, you know, and he says, how dare we self-govern? How dare we think we are free? You know,
he just rips
him up.
Good.
So that came up yesterday, which was just, to me, unbelievable. And then, he talks about Cuomo. I mean, Cuomo went out of his way.
To be a jerk.
Well, to be a communist. I mean, to literally shut down any sort of, and how about the fact that he's shutting down an event that is just there to say we appreciate and love our law enforcement officers and our protectors. Why is that such a, you know, what are you afraid of, Andy?
Well, you look
what are you afraid of, Bill?
You look at what's going on in these cities, you know, Minneapolis even too, Seattle, you know, that it's like, who would even want to own a business in these places? Who would even want to go visit and do anything there? Because there is no law enforcement to protect you. Who would want to own a home there? You know, if you call the police, if your home's being vandalized and no one will come.
Oh, but Alex, a different friend of mine who lives in Minneapolis made a comment about Ivanka Trump coming to Minnesota. And said, yeah, you can stay where you are. Minneapolis is just fine. That was his words. Minneapolis is just fine.
Mm.
And I thought, I had to comment back. I was like, are you out of your mind? Have you lost your mind? Minneapolis is so effed up, it gives a new definition to the term.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, people are leaving in droves. The house listings are off the plan, are off the charts. Businesses are not coming back. The $30 million housing project that burned in Minneapolis is not getting rebuilt. The investing group have pulled out. They're done. They're not going back down there. They're, you know, and tell me one person that's excited about going to downtown Minneapolis for anything.
Nope, not me. I wouldn't even want to go to the Mega Mall anymore. I mean, I just wouldn't dare.
We're going to be down there in Bloomington at the mall for another tournament this weekend. And I'll come back with a report on Monday. But I'll tell you what, for the delusional, I mean, delusional liberals, Minneapolis is the last thing Minneapolis is right now is fine. And well, then Jacob Fry's chiming in. I got to tell you about that coming up too. He's got a deal going on. Oh yeah, he's gonna fix everything. Mayor McDreamy.
Sure.
Yeah, you gotta love that. All right, we got to go into the weather center. Check in with Jennifer Vachisky. We got a perfect day yesterday, and I think it's safe to say another perfect day today, Jen. This is looking fantastic. A little cooler weekend, but all overall pretty good.
Yeah, so we are looking at some sunshine here for the day today with a high getting up right around about the lower 80s, right where we should be for this time of the year. Mostly clear tonight with a low near 62. For your Friday, we do have a slight chance for showers and storms in the afternoon hours. Blend of clouds and sunshine develops, high around 89. Little bit of a better chance for rain and storms in the evening. Partial sunshine to start off the weekend on Saturday with a high around 79 degrees, so a bit of a drop in temperatures. 78 here for your Sunday with some sunshine. Then by Monday, mostly sunny, high around 78.
That works for me.
Beautiful.
Yep, that is
beautiful.
Perfect. The best thing about this forecast is the rain. I mean, not the rain, the wind.
No wind. Yeah, I know. That's the best thing, right?
We always get the nice temps, but we always have to deal with the dang wind.
Well, early 80s and no wind. How perfect is that?
Love it. Okay, got to take a check of the sports page brought to you by our friends at Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Let me tell you this. That's your 18 for concrete, my friend. You got anything going on as far as, fixing, bulging walls, need an egress window to add a bedroom? Because, again, you can't have a bedroom in the basement if there's not an egress.
It's going to add value to your home. And it's safer if you've got kids living down there, you know?
PCCND.com. PCCND.com. All right. A couple of things from the sports page this morning. Twins, they're going. They're still playing. Marlins, Major League Baseball, still playing. Still happening. But how long is the question? Got a nice shutout yesterday, 3-0 over the Cardinals. They'll see if they can sweep that series today. Isn't it a 6:05 game tonight. So there's still, I thought it was maybe a 12 noon game. Sad news at the game yesterday. There was a foul ball went off and it killed one of the cardboard cutouts.
Oh, no. You're kidding. That is so
sorry.
Horrible.
I'm sorry.
Are they still doing those stupid things?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe those things.
So, yeah. Cleveland tonight. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a four-gamer. They got Cleveland tonight and tomorrow night, and then they get ready coming up. Oh, yeah. That's the way it'll shake out. So, I read that. That was hilarious. The Wild getting ready now. The season is on. They had a little exhibition game yesterday, and now they open up a series with the Canucks Vancouver on Sunday. Five games slated to start the NHL season up again tonight. And then the Wild play on Sunday at 8:30 our time, kicking off the season against Vancouver. NBA, back tonight. We'll see. Pelicans are saying that the big man, Zion Williamson, is going to be a game-time decision. Jazz Pelicans in the early game. Clippers-Lakers in the late game. They're both back-to-back on TNT. Red Hawks got a nice little win streak going. Two in a row now. Took from St. Paul. 4-2 last night at Newman Outdoor. They'll wrap that series up today at 12:30. That's what I was thinking.
I bet they've been packed over there at those games.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
What beautiful days to enjoy them nights.
Yep.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, lunch game tomorrow, and then they've got Milwaukee, and they actually have to leave town to go play Milwaukee. That'll be in Franklin, Wisconsin on Friday night.
They've got a lunch game on Friday?
Yeah. No, lunch game today.
Oh, today.
Yeah, 12:30 today. I was thinking the Twins were having a matinee, but it's the Red Hawks.
I like just, you know, skipping out of, you know, the daily thing and heading over.
No doubt about it. I just want to you know, I'd like to just think that no matter what sporting event I might get a chance to go to and enjoy, that I don't have to deal with any of the kneeling or the blah or the business, any of that business.
Right.
If we could do that, could you do that? That'd be just great. All right. Need to Know Morning Show. Quick break. We'll come back. Dave Todd's going to join us just after 6:30. Retiring Fargo police chief and all-around great guy. Call it a career here on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
And wish him well. If you got any well wishes, studio@flagfamily.com, or you can give us a call at 701-271-1100. See if we can't give away some Sandy's Donuts coming up.
Oh, let's do it.
The Need to Know Morning Show is on.
I love you. This is one of the best radio shows on radio.
Catch the flag online at am1100theflag.com.
Need to Know Morning Show, am1100, the flag, WZFG. Oh, just a couple of funny lines that have come across some of our stuff this morning.
Good, good, good.
Stuff just makes me laugh. Some of the
you know, that's how you should start your day, with a laugh, right?
The ridiculousness going around.
Oh, boy.
It's like, what world are you living in, really? It's just, but hey, COVID-schmovid. The Simpsons are back for their 32nd season starting September 22nd. I'm just saying. Two years.
I like it, but it's nothing I have to watch.
Nope, you're right. I don't go out, but I love anytime The Simpsons is on, I'll usually stop and spend 5 minutes watching
it, or whatever. It's not my thing.
But it's amazing. 32 seasons.
Yeah. Wow.
Think about it. It's the longest running animated, longest running comedy series, longest running everything.
How many years is 32 seasons? Is that 32 years?
Yeah.
It's 32 years.
Yeah, it was 80. What would it have been? They started as like a little skit thing on the Tracy Ullman show on Fox,
that's right.
Way back. Yeah. And the guy, I forget the animator, drawing a blank, but yeah, he was just did a little deal, and 32 years later, safe to say he can pay his rent now. No, Matt Goering. Matt Goering or Goering, the guy that came up with him.
Sure.
So there you go. All right. I tell you what, let's do this. We'll give away some donuts, Sandy's Donuts. Pretty easy, too. 701-271-1100. Consolidated Communications phone line. Ring it up. You know the answer to this. Okay? 12% of single women say this is the number one deal breaker on a first date.
Oh, I know.
And it has to do with the very first impression.
I know.
Okay?
He brings his mother.
Nope, that is not it.
Oh, come on.
I'll give you one more hint.
That would be a deal breaker.
And it has nothing to do with appearance or hygiene. Okay? It does, however, kind of in the hygiene realm, but not the guy. Okay, 12% of single women say that this is the number one deal breaker on a first date.
Deal breaker. No more dates. That's it. Over.
Yep. There you go. 701-271-1100. And I have a friend who doesn't have a lot of girlfriends, and I think this is probably the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's just say he eats a lot of fast food.
There could be lots of reasons why.
By the flag, do you have a guess?
If they're bald.
Oh.
No, that's not it.
Bald men are kind of sexy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right, Kev?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with bald.
Come on, beautiful. All right, grab the... you got a guess?
Hi, Mark. Oh, it's show up late.
Show up late.
You're right in there. Either. You better have a good excuse if you show up late.
I will say that it has to do with showing up.
Oh, okay.
Has to do with showing up. So 701-271-1100. Good guess, though, Matt. Thank you. So there you go. Did you know today, obviously, we got 2 days left. July is done. Today and tomorrow. That's it for July.
Yeah, it's done.
Hard to believe. This is the day Baltimore was founded. 1729. Happy birthday to the city of Baltimore. Hmm. They're celebrating with a couple of murders, a couple of riots.
Most likely, they're going to do that.
In 1956, In God We Trust was authorized as the official U.S. slogan.
Oh, boy, we need to get rid of that. That's offensive.
Yeah, so now we've got the slogan. So who do we trust now, apparently?
Antifa.
I'm still going with God. It was 1965. President Johnson signed the bill that created Medicare. The older you are, the more you'll appreciate that.
Yeah, but, no doubt. Yeah,
that's still in a lot of trouble. 75, Jimmy Hoffa mysteriously disappeared. Yep. You know, have you seen the story on that now? The guy, one of the guys that was the wise guy was all part of that.
No.
Everybody thought, oh, he's buried in the end of, Giant Stadium.
Yeah.
He's somewhere in some building somewhere in the concrete, and that's just all. Yeah, they killed him in his car and burned the body. That was it. He's done. And that's where he went.
Hmm.
And it was on this date that the Helsinki Accords were started in 1975. 35 countries began meeting for the Helsinki Accords. Such a big deal. I don't even remember really. Wasn't that a climate thing or something?
I don't know what that is either.
I think it was a climate thing. Anyway, there you go. There's your history lesson for today. Hi, The Flag. Do you have a trivia guess?
Yeah, I think I do. I'm not sure. But
yeah, shoot.
I'm going to say get drunk.
Oh, get drunk.
That would be a
That's
deal
always
breaker.
Always worked for me, actually.
Getting drunk?
Yeah, fun.
It depends on how drunk you get.
I get more fun.
A little happy might be fine, but sloppy drunk,
that's
a deal breaker.
Great guess, but that is not it. So if you know 701-271-1100, thanks to the crew at Sandy's Donuts, too, for hooking us up every day for this. Nice little half dozen donuts. Take those and share them with your coworkers or whatever, family.
Or eat them yourself.
My kid is totally addicted to their raspberry filled Bismarcks.
Oh, I
those
love those
white frosted
too.
Things.
Yeah,
those, oh yeah.
I can get on board with those things too.
I saw a great April Fool's Day thing with one of those. Is you take a Bismarck like that.
Yeah.
And there's like those injectors for where you inject meat.
Turkey
like,
basically.
Yeah, injector things for marinades. You pull out as much of the raspberry stuff as you can get out and put mustard in there.
Oh. That's
Come on.
Disgusting.
That might be kind of funny.
Yeah, let's do that to Hallstrom next year because you know what he did to us this last year. That was awful.
Oh, I know, right?
He told us he was putting this liberal show on and we're like, what? Okay. And we believed him for a long time till we realized it was April Fool Day. Since he's a station liberal, we believed him.
Well, I think he's listening, so now he probably knows and we won't get away with it. Plus, good luck seeing Steve eat a donut. You know, I don't think I've ever seen him sway from his diet. I mean, the guy is like...
Oh, he eats junk in here constantly.
Oh, does he? I haven't seen that.
Constantly.
I always see him like putting blueberry and yogurt and granola together and he's Captain Health.
He's got cookies. He's got all kinds of junk.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
6:30. It's a Need to Know Morning Show. We're going to take a quick break. Alex will dig deep into the forecast. We'll do that next.
Rise and shine.
I absolutely love that you are one of the few people that has some common sense.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show here on The Flag.
6:32 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Another gorgeous day, sunny with a high of 83. Tonight's low 62 and light wind. Tomorrow, though, a little different. We've got a 20% chance of rain. That'll be starting in the afternoon with a high of 89. Going to get a little humid there, too. Friday night, we do have a 50% chance of rain and a low of 62. Saturday, 40% chance of rain and 79. Sunday should be nice, though, sunny and 78. I'm liking the cooler temps. Right now, we're 58.
I don't mind the cool temps at all, as long as we can keep the wind down.
Yeah.
Because that just, you've got cool, but you got that wind blowing. It's like, that just adds a little chill to it, you know?
It does.
So there you go. We'll take it. Weather brought to you by our friends at Accent Kitchen and Bath. ChooseAccent.com. ChooseAccent.com. And you know what I really didn't know that I've learned in the last year about Accent is that they do a lot more than just kitchen and bath remodels. We're talking full remodels, like full everything. The construction, the whole nine. They'll GC the whole general contract, the whole thing. So find out more at ChooseAccent.com, ChooseAccent.com. Tom and his crew are just phenomenal. Tim was going to be in today, but he can't make it. Apparently, he's got a bigger deal going. So we'll.
He's probably playing hooky because it's so nice out.
Well, there's that.
Yeah,
or they're
right?
So dang busy, there's no time to stop into the radio station. 6:34, it's the Need to Know Morning Show. AM 1100, The Flag. Sandy Gibb.
I was like, that's
And you're all
good.
Hit station.
Okay.
Yeah. This was the day. Andy Gibb, number one with this song. I just want to be your everything. Stayed there for a month.
74.
77.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, do I remember this summer? Could we please say play a different song? Anything? That was when they play this like every hour.
Yeah, this was big.
Yeah, there you go. 6:34 coming up on 25 away from 7 o'clock. Tomorrow's his last day.
Yes.
Calling it a day. Calling it a career. Time for the next chapter. Fargo Police Chief Dave Todd, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good. We want to talk to you, though. 32 and a half years with the Fargo PD. Wow.
Yeah. It seems like, it seems like it's flown by now that I'm here at the end of it.
Yeah, man. What's going through your heart and head? How you feeling? Are you excited? Are you a little torn?
I'm very torn. You know, you work at a place that long, which is the majority of your life, and you build all these relationships and work with all these great people, and you know that you're gonna miss them immensely.
Yeah.
And so I'm definitely torn, but I'm also excited about the next phase of life.
Yep. Can you give us any details? Are you retiring? Are you going to slide into a? Because I know so many people that like retire from the military, and then there's a life after that.
They work into something else.
Is that? Are you just going to kind of fish and hang out?
You know, I don't have any definite plans as far as another career after this one. You know, we'll see what the good Lord brings, but. Yvette, my wife, has a long list. And I was just talking about
the honey-do
contractors
list
before I got on, and she's kind of my general contractor.
So oh yeah,
I'll be doing what the things that she
do what mama tells you to do.
Time.
Yeah, when the boss makes the list, you gotta knock it out. You don't want to get, and the thing is, Dave, you don't want to get fired. You know,
well, especially right now that you have the time. Hey, what are the biggest changes you've seen, Dave, over the 32 and a half years that you've been at the department? What are the things that have, you know, from when you started out to where you're finishing up now that have been in the department?
Good question.
Boy, I would say two major things, professionalism and technology. You know, that just the professionalism of the department and being accountable and responsible for what's going on as far as law enforcement for your community and showing that accountability through, you know, your actions and how you document things and addressing things that need to be addressed. I've seen that come into fruition through the last three decades. And then the technology, you know, when I started, I didn't even get issued a radio at first, and then, or a vest. And then, you know, now I've got all the equipment, all my officers do, and then they've all got their own cell phones that they get issued, and the voicemails and the emails, and the way that you track things through intelligence-led policing, and the accountability for your geographic areas through ComStat procedures. It's just, it's amazing how far law enforcement's come in the last three decades.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, Ross Renner is the interim police chief. How long do you think it'll be before they find someone to step in full time?
You know, that's a really good question, because these things can be kind of unpredictable. Your search committee or your selection committee narrows the field down. I started off with 26 people that applied from throughout the country. They're supposed to narrow it down to 8 people, do interviews, and then narrow it down to, you know, 3 or 4 people from there, and then do more interviews and assessment centers. But during that process, you'll have some people that perhaps you thought would be a good candidate and would make the finals or do make the finals, and then all of a sudden they drop out for whatever reasons, personal reasons, professional reasons, they get a different offer, their family won't move, whatever that is, and then you've got to sometimes take a step back and try to find another ideal candidate to push them up into the final selection round. So it really depends on a lot of different circumstances that you can't control.
Dave, with the what seems to be here and there, the running down of our fine law enforcement officers. How tough is that, recruiting? I know a number of markets are seeing a lot of retirements with what's going on. Recruiting numbers are down. It's got to be a tough get when you're looking for a chief or deciding how to do that.
You're right, Kevin. And I don't think that's just contained to the level of chief, although it's harder and harder to get people to be chiefs anymore. But even at the officer level, so you really have to focus on having a department that people want to work for, and being a community that people want to work in. Those things are important. So although I'm disheartened by what I see happening throughout the country, I'm also optimistic about our community. We've got a very, very vocal group of people that are unhappy about different things in our community. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority of our community supports its law enforcement, and I have seen that in the last few days where all the messages we're getting and I'm getting personally about, hey, keep your head up. We're happy with you. You guys are doing a great job. Some of this is cyclical. We go through it, especially during presidential election years. You just need to keep showing up every day and kind of push through the day and treat your people right. Make your department a department that police officers want to work at. And in the end, it'll work out.
Yeah, it's nice to get the feedback from the community like that, especially when everything is so volatile.
I think the key word there was the vast majority.
Yeah. What advice would you give your predecessor on how to be successful here in Fargo at the police department? What would the number one thing that they would need to know to get along with the team you've got going over there and just, life in Fargo in general?
Well, number one, care for your officers. If you're as a leader, to be successful as a leader, you have to care for your people, and you have to show them that you care about them and tell them that you care about them and reflect that in your actions and lead by example. Number two, be engaged and in touch with your community and lead by example in that way. If your officers see that you're engaged and communicating and interacting with your community and that's a priority for you as a chief, to have good relationships with your community, then your officers will make sure they do that also. So those are major things, I think. The other thing I would just say is do things that benefit your community as a whole. Don't become so sucked in and focused on what small groups of people want. Recognize that oftentimes the vast majority of your community is silent, and they're supportive, but they don't say much. And so just you have to seek that information out from that silent majority as to what they want from their police department, and not become so focused on such a small group and let them dictate what your police department.
Yeah, exactly. I imagine if things are going well, people are like, okay, it's going well. I don't need to say anything. And, it's all good. So they are silent.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be my advice for the next chief. And then you got to have a vision. You got to have a vision of where you want your department to go and how you, in a general sense, how you want to go about getting there. And then entrust and empower your people to help you get there. And, if you've got a vision that people can believe in, then the people in your department will work their rear ends off to help you get there. And that's what I've been fortunate as a chief, that I've had some very phenomenal people in our department that have helped us get the things accomplished that needed to get accomplished.
I'm sure it's fun to see how your officers grow in the organization too, as they go out their career.
Well, like your kids, kind of.
Yeah. So how
That's one of the things you that you should take pride in as a chief, is that if you've got an organization where people can develop and flourish, and then you watch them do that, and then eventually as a chief you see them in many ways start to surpass you. And you shouldn't feel threatened by that as a chief. You should feel proud of that. But you also know that when you start to see that hey, at some point you got to start thinking about what's best for the department. Do you stay, or is it time to go and let new leadership step up? And I think it's time to go and let new leadership step up.
So how hard is it, Dave, to pack up that office? You know, are you doing that today? Have you done it already? And, you know, just packing up the memories and going through everything.
Yeah, my office is packed up. It's a bear. And I would say that the hardest part for me is starting to pack up my uniforms and my duty gear, the stuff that I wear every day. That's when it starts to hit you that, hey, I won't be wearing this anymore. I won't be wearing, you know, because I wear a uniform every day. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's important to wear the uniform that represents the people that you're leading. So that's been the hardest part for me, is starting to pack up those uniforms and getting ready to turn them in.
Oh, man, I bet. Well, brother, I tell you what, when you get past this and things have settled down and you got a few the things knocked off your boss's list there, let's gather and have a beer. And,
yeah, give us a call some afternoon. Kevin and I get off work early.
Yeah, love to just get together with you, brother, and just it's been great, you know, and I remember when you took over back, you took over for Chris, right, after Chris, when Chris went to Richmond?
No, I took over from Keith Turner.
Or from Keith, okay. I thought it was before that, but okay. Well,
yeah,
let's.
I've been there since 1987.
Yeah. Oh, I knew that. You worked with Chris. I knew that too back in.
Yes,
in those days. All right, man. Well, and you've raised a great kid. He's doing a great job in DL, and let's just get together.
No, that's his brother in DL.
I'm sorry, your brother.
His son's in West Fargo.
Your son's in West Fargo. I get confused, man. You know, there are Todds everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and we appreciate everything you've done for the community, Dave, and we just wanted to say thank you and, you know, get you on here and tell you good luck.
Well, thank you, guys, and we'll still be around. So, thank you for all the support you've given for law enforcement.
Yep, sounds good. We'll get together for lunch one of these days.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later. That's Fargo Police Chief exiting Fargo Police,
retiring
Fargo Police Chief Dave
32
Todd.
And a half years.
Thank you so much for your service. Oh, I just looked at the email box here. Emailer Leo said four simple words. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Great job.
There you go. That about says it all.
He's got a big heart, and it shows in everything he does for this community.
No question. Then don't buy into anything other than that. Because that's the fact right there.
Exactly.
All right, 6:48 almost. It's about 12 in front of 7. We'll take a quick break. Weather sports coming up.
You and me have been finding each other for so long. And the feeling that I feel for you is...
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
I'm sorry, did you say you love it?
I do. I love it.
I knew you would.
On AM 1100, The Flag.
6:49 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Another perfect day in North Dakota. Sunny with a high of 83, tonight's low 62, and light wind. Tomorrow we've got a 20% chance of rain starting in the afternoon. The high 89. Friday night, though, it's going to go to a 50% chance of rain and a low of 62. And, of course, that humidity is going to be up as well. Saturday, 40% chance of rain and 79. Right now, we're 58.
Yeah.
Cool
nice,
morning.
Nice looking perfect days this week. Just fantastic. Well, checking the sports page, Twins got the win again. They kicked off the series with the Cardinals with a 6-3 win yesterday. Shut them out 3-0. They'll go again tonight at 7:05. Wild lost. They had an exhibition thing. This is all happening up in Edmonton. Rogers Place in Edmonton, Alberta. Pretty much the entire NHL is up there. The Wild are in the postseason. Obviously, we're finishing the season due to COVID. And we had to kind of come back around to. They lost 3-2 in that exhibition game. They will open up against the Canucks, and that's coming up on Sunday. A series there, and pretty much everything they've got going on now is playoff hockey. So that's the way that's going to shake out. NBA kicks back off again tonight to again finish their season. Jazz Pelicans, Zion Williamson, the big kid, going to be a game time decision for the Pelicans. Lakers and Clippers late game after that. Oh, I didn't mention too the Red Hawks got two nice ones. They had six games with Winnipeg. They took one of them.
Yay!
Yeah, but they got two wins against St. Paul. And again, this is all at Newman Outdoor. Last night, 4-2, the final. They'll have a lunch matinee today, a 12:30 game today. And then they do have to actually travel to play Milwaukee at Franklin, Wisconsin, kicking off a series on Friday. And Viking training camp going. We got a couple of caveats with that, with, you know, the big guy that we talked about yesterday that's, the COVID business is affecting, but not as much as other teams. I'm still just curious to see if we're going to see any football. If it all goes to schedule, there's no preseason games. The Vikings will open up on September 13th against the Packers at 12 noon. So September 13th is go, no go for launch is the way it looks there. So I just, again, still have my fingers crossed that we'll get something out of a football season.
We'll see.
High school, college, whatever, all of it, any of it. I'm good with whatever we can get.
Yeah, it's such close contact, you know. It's just hard.
Well, that's going to be the thing. And now baseball, you got now with the Marlins, 14-plus players, and postponement talk. And of course, it was all over the last couple of days that Major League Baseball is going to call a season. Well, why'd you even start it then? No.
Well, they didn't know.
Yeah, that's kind of what
I'm
saying.
They didn't know. They had to try.
8 minutes away from 7. Quick break. Rush in the Morning Minute is coming up.
You're my sun, my moon, my guiding star.
Follow the flag beyond your radio. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter today.
July is done tomorrow, my friend. August is coming on Saturday. Make
just
plans accordingly.
Taken away.
I know. Remember this song? You know this one.
Oh,
Steve Winwood?
Oh, yeah.
This was the number one song. Stayed there for a month. What year?
82.
88.
I am off on all these today.
That's all good.
I'm having an off day.
Yeah. There's Steve Winwood was a big solo artist, but some of my favorite stuff he did was when he was with a band called Blind Faith.
Mm.
One of my all-time favorite songs.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't? Can't Find My Way Home is a song he did with Blind Faith. Mm. It's just one of my all-time favorite songs. There you go. If you haven't heard it, just bring it up on the YouTube. So there you go. Hey, coming up a little later on, well, Steve will join us after 7. I got a little clip from Ted Nugent, a video he shot after he was banned from going to New York State to play the national anthem at a Back the Blue police law enforcement support rally. Imagine that.
Banning a conservative from a city.
And it wasn't that they really banned him. It's just that Cuomo did everything he could to make sure that Ted didn't get to the event, didn't play the national. They were going to put him in a 14-day quarantine, him and Clay Higgins.
Oh, could you imagine what that would be like, quarantine with him? Woo!
Yeah. No, he wasn't having any of it.
Oh, no.
So he left, and he decided on Law Enforcement Today's Facebook page to cut a little video and deliver a message to Cuomo and de Blasio. It's fantastic. All right, coming up on 4 Away from 7, we'll check birthdays in just a second. Time now for Rush, the Morning Minute.
According to the ferret-like New York Times columnist Paul Krugman, the cult of selfishness is killing America. Now, what is he talking about? Well, according to the ferret-like Krugman, coronavirus deaths in America are higher than deaths in the European Union or Canada. He thinks that's because President Trump and Republican governors like Ron DeSantis in Florida insisted on opening the economy too soon. They were selfish. They put economic growth over people's lives. The ferret-like Krugman says that Trump and his allies just want high jobs numbers. They don't care about people dying of the coronavirus. Now, this is a kind of rot-gut dribble that permeates every corner of the drive-by media. Now, I'm willing to bet that the ferret-like Paul Krugman didn't lose one night's sleep worrying about how he was going to pay for food or clothing or shelter or other basics during the shutdown. This is a guy who doesn't have to meet payroll. He doesn't know the pain of putting everything he has into a small business only to watch it die because some elected liberal is playing politics. The ferret-like Krugman still has his job spewing asinine leftist talking points. Now, look, Krugman, it isn't selfish to keep the American economy afloat even during a pandemic. It's a necessity. You want to see selfishness in action, Mr. Krugman? Grab a mirror and take a deep look. CBD getting a lot of attention these days. Level Select CBD is a brand to watch from Cadenwood, the trusted leader in CBD. Their sports creams and roll-ons are great for pro athletes, amateurs, anybody trying to keep active. No matter what activity you engage in, you could use the relief Level Select CBD provides. Retired athletes like Steve Garvey and Carson Palmer use it every day. And now, PGA Tour champion Ricky Fowler has made Level Select CBD his brand of choice, too. They use it because it works, folks. Independently tested, 0% THC, made in the USA. Go to levelselectcbd.com, use the promo code CBD25 for 25% off any of their full line of CBD products. That's levelselectcbd.com, promo code CBD25, or dial #250 on your cell phone, say Level Select, and this offer will be sent right to your phone.
You will have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Level Select.
All right. It's the 30th of July. We say goodbye to July tomorrow. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. Celebrating today with you, soccer player Hope Solo.
Oh, you know who Hope Solo is? Of course not.
She is a big deal. She's a World Cup champion, two-time Olympic gold medalist. She's 39.
Okay.
If you're a fan of the U.S. women's soccer team, you know who she is. Hilary Swank. I know you know who she is.
Hilary Swank. Yeah. Let's go 48.
46 today.
Okay.
46. I saw her just recently in The Hunt. It's called, like, where they hunt humans.
Oh.
It's like this funny...
I wouldn't watch that.
Yeah. But she's this evil hunter woman.
Yeah, I can see that.
Terry Crews, been on a ton of stuff. He's the big rip dude that's on just a ton. Brooklyn Nine.
No,
52 today. Vivica Fox.
Vivica A. Fox. Let's go 56.
Bingo.
Ah, got one.
Woo. Lisa Kudrow, the oldest friend. Phoebe.
57.
57, boom! Woo! Two in a row. Lawrence Fishburne today. The Matrix guy?
64.
59.
Ah.
Law professor Anita Hill.
Oh, 64.
Three? Yes,
she's 64. 64.
Go, kid.
I'm getting better as the day goes on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, 73 today, and it's National Cheesecake Day.
Oh, I'm down. Let's get some.
I say we celebrate, my friend.
No doubt about it.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday. 7 o'clock, this is WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo.